Autumn is a busy time for area theater. Almost every stage will have something set for production between now and Thanksgiving. In a moment, we'll have a sneak preview of an original work from Arts Life Theater that is ideal for another autumnal holiday, Halloween.
Before we get to Zombies on Stage, some reminders of other theater opportunities approaching. Fayetteville High School will present Through These Eyes. It's a new play about self-image. It will be staged October 25th and 26th in the Fayetteville High School Performing Arts Center. Through These Eyes is designed to help teen audiences have a healthier view of who they are and who they can become. Curtain time is 7 o'clock each night. Tickets $7 for students, $8 for non-students. For more information or tickets, 445-1193.
Rogers Little Theater's upcoming production of Don't Dress for Dinner by Mark Camaletti and adapted by Robin Hodden will run November 1st through the 3rd and the 7th through the 10th at the Victory Theater, which is located in downtown Rogers. Thursday through Saturday, doors open for dinner seating starting at 6:30 p.m. and dinner is served at until 7:30. Balcony seating begins at 7:30 and the performance begins at 8. Sunday, doors open for dinner theater seating at 12:30. Dinner is served until 1:30. Balcony seating starts also at 1:30 and the performance begins at 2.
John Brown University Musical Theater presents Patience, a comic operetta in two acts by Gilbert and Sullivan. The show takes audiences to Victorian England, in which young maidens try to understand true love and young men try to understand young women. The show runs November 8th through the 10th and 15th and 16th in the Barry Performing Arts Center on the campus of John Brown University. For more information, you can call the JBU box office. That's 524-7382. You can also go online to jbu.edu/tickets.
The Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale presents No Sex, Please, We're British this weekend, October 25th through the 27th, and next weekend, November 1st through the 2nd. A young bride living above a bank with her husband innocently sends a mail order off for some Scandinavian glassware, but what comes back is Scandinavian pornography. The plot revolves around the veritable floods of photographs, books, films, and eventually girls that arrive. To purchase tickets, you can visit artscenteroftheozarks.org.
Theater's youth production of Peter Pan runs Saturday and Sunday with performances at 2 and 5 each day in Walton Arts Center Star Theater, waltonartcenter.org, or 443-5600 for more information. And Fort Smith Little Theater is gearing up for the holiday season with Irving Berlin's White Christmas. A gala performance takes place November 14th, regular performances November 15th, 16th, 19th through the 23rd, and a special matinee performance November 17th.
University of Arkansas Theater's season continues with She Stoops to Conquer, Friday, November 15th through the 17th, and November 20th through the 24th. The show is a comedy by the Irish author Oliver Goldsmith. The play was initially titled as Mistakes of the Night, and the events in the play indeed happened during the time frame of one night. Drama.uark.edu for more information and to purchase tickets.
And lights up!
A group of about 15 zombies, aged 10 to 17, make their way from various corners of the Arts Live Theater in Fayetteville to join one another on stage. The 16 actors and actresses are taking part in the youth theater group's Halloween play, A Zombie High School Homecoming. The play is written by Arts Live veteran Reed Carson for an Arts Live original production, the first full-length play to be written by one of the kids. A junior in high school, Reed says he has been writing shows with his friends for as long as he can remember.
We'd write a show, kind of. We'd rehearse it, and then we'd show it to our parents. They were always murder mysteries. I don't know why we did that, but we were too young for that. But I don't know. I've been writing for a while. I wrote a skit for my talent show in third grade. But then in sixth grade, I wrote a like 30-minute sketch for my talent show called Deal or No Deal, a parody.
Arts Live executive director Mark Landon Smith had the storyline, but approached Reed to pen the script. At over an hour in length, A Zombie High School Homecoming is much longer than the short films and skits he was used to writing, as well as having a much larger cast. Thanks to television shows like The Walking Dead, zombies are a trendy thing of late, making it easy for Reed to get some inspiration.
I guess my thing that got me really into zombies was the film Zombieland. I watched it. It was one of like the first rated R movies I saw, and I loved it. I don't know. Just like that way of, it's like a juxtaposition between, you know, zombies and then a hilarious comedy storyline. So I don't know. Yeah, I like zombies more than vampires or whatever.
He says that the film was the first thing that came to his mind when he was approached with this idea. He knew it was a comedy, but didn't want to parody zombies. He wanted zombies in a real-world setting, and to make it funny, and for the actors to play actors, telling the story of the event to the audience.
Shut up! He was talking about the audience.
Oh, well, what are they doing here?
I'm not sure. Maybe they want to hear the story.
What story?
The story.
The story?
Yes, the story about the zombies and the end of the world and how everyone died.
Oh, that story. Don't worry, when she says the end of the world and everyone dies, she doesn't mean it.
Yeah, that's just zombie rule number 23.
All zombie stories from Night of the Living Dead to World War Z have something to do with the end of the world and everyone dying.
And a group of soul survivors seeking refuge in old jailhouses or an island off the coast of L.A.
A zombie high school homecoming is about a zombie named Kay Daver, who was woken up from her death. She can talk and has feelings, having yet to evolve into the thoughtless and staggering zombies we're all familiar with. Upon awakening, Kay stumbles into a high school.
But homecoming is coming up, and it's a horrible time of the year, trust me. Just everyone is asking everyone, and you feel this pressure on you to get asked or to be asked or to ask. And she's just thrust into this world because she didn't remember anything from her past alive life. But she's just thrust into this world of high school, and there's the mean cliquey girls and the jocks and the weirdos and the outcasts.
Kay meets this one guy who is kind of a jock, but there's something else about him, and they fall in love, taking a weird trip down a road of people disapproving of their relationship. Then someone finds out she's a zombie for sure. The show is complete with a villain who tries to get rid of Kay. 10-year-old Ashley Ketspeaker is dressed in a white and red coat and hat, a little large for her small size, but necessary for the role.
Meeker Scanty, the villain. It's very fun because I get to do an evil laugh. And I like it when I get pushed out. Mwah-ha-ha-ha! I had to do it really long, though, because I had to run out the back.
This is Ashley's second time acting with Arts Live, and she says it's fun to be someone else for a little while. Upon completion of the script, Reed had to relinquish control and turn the play over to director Jules Taylor. He knew that that was what was going to happen, but still found it difficult. Jules says she hardly had any notes when she first read it, and is proud of the work that makes her laugh out loud.
Well, it's very, very spoofish. It's kind of a spoofy, silly, funny little show. It's got a lot of, you know, puns and jokes. I would say, you know, High School Musical or even Glee without the music. There's no music, but kind of like that whole idea of the high school meets, you know, Twilight or something. It's just kind of like a combination, but yet it's all done tongue-in-cheek.
Having been with Arts Live for 9 years, Jules says she is blessed to work with kids and is constantly amazed with their creativity, having to give little direction on how to be a zombie.
They all have their own conception of what it should be. And like that first scene, you know, when they all come out as a zombie, I just told them, you know, do what you think a zombie would do. And they all came up with hilarious little walks and moves. And that's all them. That was not me at all. That's all the kids coming up with it. Their own unique zombie-isms.
As mentioned earlier, Kay Daver is the main zombie, having to maintain her zombie-isms the entire length of the play. First-time Arts Live actress Macy McDowell has that starring role. A senior at Shiloh Christian School, it was a role she was very excited to get.
I was in the middle of a history class, actually, and I was like, I have to leave. And I got up and ran to my drama teacher's room and told her, and she was so excited too, so that was cool.
As the play begins and the zombies make their way to the stage and explain the story to the audience, Kay, played by Macy, must lie at center stage for a good 10 minutes, playing dead and not moving.
That's actually one of the scariest things I can think of, is lying on the ground and having 10 to 15-year-olds standing over me. But it's definitely interesting.
A zombie lover herself, Macy says one of her favorite things is all of the humor written into her lines.
Every line is tainted with some sort of reference to something else. There's a lot of Shakespeare references, which I adore because I'm a Shakespeare junkie. So he's done a really good job of doing that.
During rehearsal, other references like to Full House and the film Zombieland can be heard. Though not all references may be understood by a younger audience, A zombie high school homecoming is suitable for those aged 6 years and older and can be seen Thursday, October 31st through Sunday, November 3rd. Tickets and more information can be found at artslivetheater.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.